This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision USA.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
There you go. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The left hates a whole bunch of stuff. And Trump, the person, is not one of those things that they hate. The left loved Trump when he was one of them. They loved the Hollywood Trump when he starred in The Apprentice and was firing people left and right. They loved the Trump who donated to Hillary and the other leftist politicians. They loved the billionaire and playboy Trump. So what does the left hate? Well, they hate many things, including what Trump stands for. He stands for making America great, and they seem to hate the prosperity that the United States has brought so many people, not only here in America, but around the world. They appear to hate America because it has a fair and just court system, sort of, which is not controlled entirely by the rich and powerful, comparatively to most other countries. They talk like they hate America because it polices the world, keeping it safe from ruthless dictators. So the left does not really hate Trump. They hate America. Trump stands for capitalism. The left seems to hate capitalism because it exposes their own greed. So they hide behind fake generosity that gives away other people's money. They hate capitalism because only capitalism levels the field with today's rich can become poor mostly through their own wrong choices, and the poor can become rich mostly through their own right choices. Thus they give the idea that they hate free choice and the rights of people to choose their destinies. So what they really hate, when it's all down to the bottom of the barrel, is me and you. It amazes me that leaders of huge corporations in America hate America, hate capitalism, hate free speech, hate justice. Google, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, etc. They all seem to oppose what Trump has been doing to make America great again. Yet none of them would exist. None of them would have prospered. A lot of them wouldn't even be alive outside of America's capitalistic system. Go try and raise up a Facebook in Russia or China. Try to put together an Amazon in North Korea or Iran. Apple, go down there and start selling the iPhone, the iPad in Venezuela and Cuba, or almost any other country outside of the USA. While they're sitting there hating America and capitalism and free speech and justice and you and me, they are really hating themselves. This is a bunch of self-loathing. The irony of it all. The left does not love the ABC, LGBTQ, XYZ. They don't love the Islamic terrorists. They don't love abortion. Then, you know, but you could ask, why do they promote and protect these things? That's because these things stand in direct opposition to the Bible and the God of the Bible. The left does not hate Trump. They hate America. They hate you and me. They hate themselves. And at the bottom of all, they hate all of those things because they appear to hate God. If they got rid of Trump today, their hatred of God and all of these other things would continue. We're in a wrestling match now, not against flesh and blood or the left. We wrestle against the devil himself, who opposes what America truly stands for, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The devil hates our constitutional rights of free speech, free press, freedom of religion, right to bear arms, and free choices. And it is manifested in the form of democratic policy or socialist policy or whatever you want to call it. Just a little thought on that. Now, shifting a little bit, while nobody's going to sit around here and think that Joe Biden's going to pull a lifetime membership from the NRA out of his wallet anytime. He's an anti-gunner to his core. But he's been sort of subdued about his gun control rhetoric during his campaign. Or he was fairly subdued. Now he's taken on the anti-gun insanity that seems to infect so many other campaigns. He intends to mandate smart guns if he gets elected. And we get this ditty, I don't know where it's from. Former Vice President Joe Biden is taking inspiration from Agent 007 in explaining his plan to curb gun violence. If I get elected President of the United States of America, with your help, if that happens, guns, we have the capacity now in a James Bond style to make sure no one can pull a trigger unless their DNA and fingerprint is on it. He told 180 mouth-breathing donors this in the Upper East Side penthouse Monday evening. We have that capacity to do it now. You know it. He also took a shot at gun manufacturers, adding, but what happens? The gun manufacturers, when two folks started to sell some of these guns to two dealerships, they said, we're going to shut you down. Two dealerships. Have you been to your gun dealership lately? The former vice president continued to fantasize about a world where guns can only be used by those authorized users. I can't decide whether he watched, what was it? Skyfall. Or if he's seen Judge Dredd, both of them. The only smart gun currently configured in any sort of physical form relies upon its companion watch, which is about the size of the clock that Flavor Flav used to wear on his chest when Public Enemy was a thing. Technology's not here. What we have is technology that is unreliable, and it's very expensive. The 22 pistol with the Flavor Flav clock is $1,800. And a lifelong politician, got out here and referenced James Bond on the campaign trail, fundraising. And everybody took him seriously. So the question becomes, who's the crazier? Him or the donors? And I hate to break it to Machine Gun Joe, but you can't mandate innovation. You can't tell companies to come up with something that will work because you want them to do so. I want flying cars. I expected this to be the Jetsons by now. I don't have one. They're not going to cure cancer because he wants it, and they're not going to create a viable smart gun either. Biometrics would be cracked. There, all kinds of stuff would happen with that. And you can, you know, even if Biden does get elected, that's not going to happen. We won't have a smart gun mandate because the technology doesn't exist. Even if you throw in the big dosage of pixie dust there, Mr. VP, it doesn't matter how much you claim otherwise. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
to Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We got polls again. Don't pay attention to polls, even the ones that come out the way you want them to be. Disregard them. Don't be concerned of them. If there's something out there that you can change, worry about it. If it's something you can't change, don't worry about it. Recent polls show that Trump is in big trouble. He's likely to lose in a landslide to just about all of the people on the Democrat clown car. And the media are telling their dwindling audience how the walls are closing in on Trump and how no one likes him. If you're a Trump supporter, should you be worried? Or is this just the latest edition of the Fake News Gazette, courtesy of the Trump-loathing media? A June 11th Quinnipiac University poll, a year and a half before the election. Well, it shows that it's all over for Trump. He might as well be preparing his Trump Tower apartment for his return on January of 2021. Joe Biden beats Trump 53 to 40. Bernie Sanders, 51 to 42. Kamala, Willie Brown's side chick, Harris, 49 to 41. Pocahontas Warren, 49 to 42. Mayor Pete, 47 to 42. Spartacus wins 47 to 42 over the incumbent president. Quinnipiac pollsters conclude it is a long 17 months to Election Day, but Joe Biden is ahead by landslide proportions. A Fox News poll released June 16th reveals similar results, with Biden beating Trump by 10 points and Sanders ahead of Trump by 9 points. And Fox News acknowledged it 4 years ago. In June of 2015, Democrat Hillary Clinton was ahead of Trump by 17 points. We all know how that one turned out. Bill Clinton's campaign manager, James Carville, coined the phrase, "It's the economy, stupid," as a way of defining the 1992 presidential election. Clinton was running against President George H.W. Bush, who failed to read his own lips, and he raised taxes, creating a recession that Clinton capitalized on. Could the same fate await President Trump? Possibly, as the election is over a year away, but Trump, unlike most politicians, doesn't back away from campaign promises. Now, he does have to operate within the constraints of Congress and the judiciary, but when you read Trump's lips, there's little difference now compared to June 2015 when he rode down the escalator at Trump Tower announcing his candidacy. Quinnipiac even acknowledges the strong economy. From their survey, a total of 70% of American voters say the nation's economy is excellent or good. Now, if we all agree it's the economy, stupid, then and the economy is excellent or good, then Trump's in pretty good shape. Going further, farther, going more. Survey found that a total of 77% of American voters say their financial situation is excellent or good, close to the all-time high of 78% recorded April 11, 2018, during the administration of who? Donald Trump. Yet the survey also concluded, but Trump does not get that much credit. Who's getting the credit then? The do-nothing Congress? Mitt Romney? Maxine Waters? What about the internals of the poll? Quinnipiac surveyed registered voters rather than likely voters, the latter providing a more accurate metric. They also oversampled Democrats by 2 percentage points, less than many polls, but per a common trend of oversampling Democrats, getting a more representative Democrat viewpoint. They were giddy over the poll results, the media were. Vox ran this headline: Trump's big problem is that he's unpopular. Have you guys at Vox ever been to a Trump rally where you got 10,000 attendees if there's only room for 5,000? You've got 20,000 if there's only room for 10? And there's two or three times as many people sitting outside wanting to get in, trying just to listen? Compare his rallies to any other Democrat. Most of them can't draw flies to their own event. Always held in small venues with media coverage and camera angles designed not to show the empty seats and the sparse audience size. Politico, knowing this as much as they do, they make excuses saying that crowd size, after all, is an imperfect metric to measure a campaign's vitality. Sure it is. How did that work out for you Democrats in 2016? Trump's campaign slogan could be, "It's the crowds, stupid." Buried in the story was a kernel of honesty. One local elected Democrat who supports Biden privately told Politico the rally was smaller and less energetic than expected. No kidding. And Trump, at his reelection campaign kickoff in Orlando, he had tens of thousands of people, some that lined up 40 hours ahead of the event for a chance to be one of the lucky 20,000 inside the arena. Compare this to candidate Representative Eric Swalwell, who had 18 people turn out to his recent gun control campaign rally. So Fox News decided they would get in there and, you know, prove their pertinence. They asked, how much do polls showing Dems trouncing Trump really mean? Trouncing? They go into the CNN school of diction. Trump's response to all this was, I'm not a huge believer in polling, and I don't blame him. Polls in the fall of 2016 presented, you know, it was going to be Clinton. Wonderkind Nate Silver in his 538 blog told us a few months before the election what a Clinton landslide would look like. Newsweek proclaimed Hillary Clinton on track for electoral college landslide. Reuters, with hours to go before Americans vote, Democrat Hillary Clinton has about a 90% chance of defeating Republican Donald Trump in the race for the White House. And all of those assurances, all of them were all based on polls. The same outfits telling us once again that Trump is toast. Rasmussen, which has the distinction of being the most accurate pollster for the 2016 election, as of June the 14th, they have Trump having a total approval rating of 51% compared with Barack Obama at 46%. Same point in the time. Media coverage of Trump is 92% negative, very different from the coverage of his predecessor, and he's more popular. That's bad for you, media. You guys, you guys don't even know what that means, but that's really bad for you guys in the media. So despite the media glee over this latest poll, it's the Democrats who are going to have the summertime blues. This summer, and very likely next summer. And then very likely the summer after that one, and the next three summers after those. So, buck up, people. It'll be good for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump discusses what action the U.S. may take against Iran after a drone was shot down in international airspace.
You'll find out. Obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out. They made a very big mistake.
Late Thursday afternoon, the president met with Democrats and Republicans for a classified briefing on Iran. Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York Chuck Schumer explains the Democratic position on the possibility of going to war.
Congressional approval must be required before funding any conflict in Iran.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow gained 249 points to close at 26,753. The NASDAQ gained 64. The S&P rose 28. And the U.S. women's soccer team beat Sweden 2-0. They will next face Spain on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 radio studio, the AR 500 Armor radio studio. I just so hate it when I do that. I do. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is not somewhere I would normally go, but I mean, this is almost as big a hoax. Not a hoax per se, but this is, you know, this is just false. This is just false to me. House Democrats thought they would have an easy issue of rallying the black vote by bringing up reparations for slavery as an election issue and holding congressional hearings. What better way to rally the coveted black voters than hold out a big pile of reparation money along with a lot of talk about victimization derived from evils committed in the past? That didn't work out the way they thought it would. A large number of black intellectuals and pundits weighed in, not just at the hearing, but on Twitter and beyond, making a hash of the Democrat narrative. We let columnist Coleman Hughes, who is a black Democrat, argued in testimony that the whole thing was insulting to black people and a distraction from the issues black people face today. That got him booed by the Democrats for what's figuratively called wandering off the plantation. Not the reservation, I'm sorry. Seems he didn't make either them or their obsession with slavery reparations look too good. His remarks echo those of prominent black economist Glenn Lowry, who has been noting these uncomfortable facts for decades, saying it's a waste of time to put a price on slavery. But this was far from the only exploding cigar that went off in the Democrats' faces. There are also those who asked for a good look at just who was behind slavery, which created a very uncomfortable subject for Democrats. Diamond Silk got on Twitter saying before Democrats can have a conversation about reparations, they must first acknowledge that they are the party of slavery. Jim Crow and the KKK. The only switch that happened was black people switching to Democrats based on tales of broken promises, a bill of lies and handouts. Larry Elder. U.S. government did not own slaves. Republicans did not own slaves. Democrats did. Democrats passed and enforced Jim Crow. They founded the KKK. Slavery ended 150 years ago and lasted after America became a country for 78 years. To pay for reparations, will Dems sue themselves? Maybe they can sue themselves for reparations. They have famously been the party of slavery, not just on the Confederate side, but on the Copperhead side in the North. After the Civil War, they became the party of Jim Crow during the Civil Rights Movement. They were the party of Bull Connor. The Republican Party, by contrast, was founded explicitly on as an anti-slave party, anti-slavery party. Abraham Lincoln was its first president. Martin Luther King was a registered Republican for his entire life. This is logic. I'm throwing logic into the pot here. And all of this logically should have the Democrats pointing at themselves and maybe giving black Democrats some cause to wonder why this is the party choice of so many of them. In any case, it's another blown narrative. A really blown narrative. Blown narrative. Did I say that? This part of it is what's infuriating about it. The absolute ignoring of facts and logic. That infuriates me. So, maybe this is why the whole thing is a loser issue broadly among voters anyway. According to Hannity.com, citing Fox News, recent polls, once again, remember polls, show that 60% of Americans oppose reparations, while just 32% support it. The date of the hearings, June 19th, marks the day in 1865 when Union troops arrived in Texas to declare the end of the U.S. Civil War. However, in a finding that could put 2020 Democrat presidential hopefuls in a bind, the Fox poll found that among Democratic primary voters, 54% said they were likely to support a candidate who backed reparations, while 33% said they were not likely. And nearly all Democratic presidential candidates have offered their support for a national conversation on this issue. Politicians are all alike. Everybody wondered why Trump pulled ahead, and that's because you had 17 other guys all sounding alike one way or the other on the Republican side. Democrats, they're all sounding alike. For Democrats, facts are a very uncomfortable thing, particularly when it's black intellectuals pointing them out for them. And when they're election losers, too, you need to wonder just how bright the whole bunch selling reparations really is. You have to wonder about that. I wonder about it. This is the thing about reparations. Where's the money going to come from? Who's going to pay the fines? Who's going to pay the fines? My mother's family should not have to pay any. They didn't come over here to the United States till the 50s. My father's family should not have to pay it because they were basically sharecroppers. The first Frady that came to the United States was brought here by the British to fight in the American Revolution. He might have been a little inebriated when they put him on the ship. So as soon as he got here, he deserted. Who are we going to get to pay for this? And who's getting paid? Should it be direct descendants of slaves? Should it be anybody that's black? What about the Indians? What about the Asians? What about the Hispanics? What about the Eastern Europeans? What about the Western Europeans that are over here? Are any of these people going to get any money from the perceived wrongdoing of the Caucasians? See, none of this is being spelled out. We're just saying reparations. And this is the thing. I don't think Black America is going to fall for that. I think Black America is woke. I think they looked at Barack Obama, and I think they said, you know, nothing is good. Nothing got better for us. And I think they're looking at Trump, and they're saying, we're working. We're working. And if anybody's listening, you know, everybody lives in a Democrat-controlled city. You know what that's like. You know how much fun that is. Ask the people in California right now, the mayor of L.A., they're trying to recall him because he's never done anything about the homeless issue, except let it be worse. And in the meantime, they're about to have a third world epidemic it could be maybe multiples. I don't know. Maybe we'll have bubonic plague, black plague, typhus. Maybe we'll just have a veritable smorgasbord of third world, long ago thought to be eradicated diseases that are growing in the petri dish of homeless leftist L.A. It is so bad in L.A., even the L.A. citizens are getting tired of it. Most of them are already tired of it because of how much it costs. But if you have to pay the cost and then you can't go outside without tripping over a needle or something, well, that's an issue. That's an issue. I just wanted to weigh in on that one. I got something else to weigh in on. When we get back, this is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A newly released survey shows that gun owners aren't opposed to the idea of authorized user technology in firearms, but only 5% would be very likely to purchase one themselves due to their concerns about reliability and cost. This is nothing new, right? I mean, we see this with all emerging technologies. The only reason anybody buys Teslas or anybody bought Teslas, the Tesla S exists because it had a big tax rebate. About 70% said they were very or somewhat concerned about the reliability of the so-called smart gun. In 2013, the NSSF hired a noted polling firm, McKean and Associates, to field a national survey on authorized user technology to see what the general adult population knew about this technology. What sort of demand may be seen in the marketplace for these still hypothetical guns? In 2013, the results showed that only 14% were very or somewhat likely to purchase a smart gun. When told that such firearms would incorporate biometric or radio frequency identification with an activation system that would rely on battery power, 74% of respondents said that these firearms would not be reliable at all or very reliable. Only 16% thought smart guns would be very or somewhat reliable. Some 10% responded, don't know. Gun owners, overwhelmingly, 84% of them, believed a smart gun would not be reliable, while a clear majority, 60% of non-gun owners, also believed they would not be reliable. Now, the new report on survey, the one run out of the Center for Gun Policy and Research at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, makes no effort to hide the author's gun control agenda. They even include a note that smart guns are of concern because their advent may encourage non-gun owners to purchase firearms for the first time. Gun control advocates, such as the Violence Policy Center, have made this argument against authorized user technology in the past. The limitations discussion also admits that the price points that are asked about in the survey are substantially lower than the current expected cost, which is likely to lead to the sample overestimating the desirability of personalized guns among current gun owners. That issue, when you combine it with the fact that an online survey tends to be answered by more technologically savvy individuals than a broader phone survey, means that 5% of gun owners very likely to purchase a smart gun overstates actual consumer demand for this sort of product should it ever actually come to market. Should it ever actually come to market? What does the gun industry think about this? Gun makers are very aware of the market for their products, as any manufacturer has to be in order to remain in business. In a recent shareholder report, Ruger stated, like many successful manufacturers of consumer products, our understanding and recognition of what consumers want has been critical to our growth. Over the years, we've interacted with and canvassed firearms consumers to learn what is important to them when selecting a firearm. The voice of the customer feedback has enabled us to gain a deeper understanding of consumer demand and the market generally. One thing we know for certain is that consumers demand reliable and durable firearms. We also know from experience that firearms are price sensitive and that a firearm that sells well at a particular price point may not sell at all for $100 more. There is very little interest in UAFs, smart guns, among firearms consumers. Another manufacturer, American Outdoor Brands Corporation, I think that's Smith & Wesson's parent company, addressed consumer demand in a February 2019 shareholder report. According to the report, the company does not believe that current authorized user or smart gun technology is reliable, commercially viable, or has any significant consumer demand. We know other surveys have been released in between the 2013 NSS survey and the newly published poll. In 2016, a different survey out of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health was briefly covered in a journal editorial. The limited results that were discussed in the opinion piece suggested a vast market for authorized user technology and attempted to take issue with the design of the NSSF. One gun control group even co-hosted a smart gun symposium in Seattle, Washington in 2015. Even during this carefully choreographed event, Sheriff John Urquhart of Washington's Kings County said that smart gun technology is not ready for his officers yet. If it worked 110% of the time, he would be interested. Law enforcement has a long-standing and understandable reluctance to adopt firearms that are equipped like this that they may prevent officers from being able to discharge a firearm under duress or adverse conditions. The Fraternal Order of Police agrees that technology is unproven and unreliable. Police officers in general, federal officers in particular, shouldn't be asked to be the guinea pigs in evaluating a firearm that nobody's even seen yet, said James Pasco, executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police. We have some very, very serious questions. Even former President Obama's Department of Justice couldn't find a smart gun that met basic criteria for safe operation and instead released guidance on what factors such a firearm would have to meet. Now, the skepticism extends beyond law enforcement to the larger gun-owning community. Gun owners already store their firearms to prevent their access by those who should not have them. They follow safe handling and storage practices, which are set forth. A lot of people just read the manual. They don't see a panacea coming out of smart gun technology, nor should proponents of it or policymakers. There are proven reliable ways to prevent unauthorized access to firearms, ranging from locks, which every manufacturer provides when you buy the gun, cable-style gun locks by NSSF through Project ChildSafe, lock boxes, secure cabinets, safes. Retailers are required by law to provide a locking device when they transfer a handgun and to make locking devices available to their customers to purchase. But this is the main thing. This is the big thing. Neither the industry nor the NSSF have ever opposed the research and development of authorized user recognition technology being applied to guns. If an individual decides that an authorized user technology equipped firearm is the right choice for them, they should be free to purchase it. Right now they can't because there's none in the marketplace. But if they ever do enter the marketplace, that should be a consumer choice. It should not be a government mandate. It should not be a Biden mandate. And it shouldn't be anything else that drives our acceptance. Until the technology proves itself. And then even after it does prove itself, it should be years in. And let the market handle it. The semi-automatic guns of today, for example. One of my favorite guns of all time was the Smith & Wesson 4506. I loved that gun. That gun was such a good shooting pistol. I would probably buy one if I could find one. But it does not compare to the modern firearm. I mean, those were guns out. Those guns are 30 years old. The refinements and the technology are there, and it doesn't apply. So, anyway, we'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.